Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour and our final conversation of the week, and we always save that for Jeff Pitts from CityView. On account of he knows what to do here in the metro because he is from CityView, and they've got the answer to almost, well, if you ask them, almost everything.
That's right.
Would Shane say that?
I think so.
We got the answer to almost everything, yeah.
Who wouldn't say that?
Who wouldn't? Yeah, CityView and Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. I would imagine this is kind of a quiet week.
Depends what you're looking for.
Okay. Right.
There's always something to do in the metro.
What do we got?
We got a 3-day weekend, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, right. And I hope that people don't forget why we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, that's really important that we don't get lost in the mattress sale. I know. And it is supposed to be a great weekend. And hopefully a tinge of memory will come about that remembers why we're all here today. All right. So now that I brought that down, what do you got?
Wait, so you don't want to hear about the mattress sale?
Oh, you got a mattress sale. I knew it. That and President's Day, you know. On President's Day, you have to have mattress sales.
Everything must go. I've never actually been to this, but I'm hoping to check it out this weekend. It's the 15th year in Central Iowa celebrating the Asian cultures. It's Celebration.
Yes, this is cool.
Mm-hmm. Authentic food, dance, fashion, games.
And it's all downtown, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and right now, as a matter of fact, if you're traveling around downtown, as we all learned yesterday, they have the roadblock from 13th on. So, yeah. So,
I guess there's more than a dozen Asian villages where you can have... Yeah, it's just going to be a good time, I guess.
You can have Crab Rangoon and all kinds of stuff.
That's my favorite.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. They probably have all kinds of things, though. Do you ever see Top Gun?
I have seen Top Gun.
Remember Goose?
Yeah.
Maverick and the boys on that hot sand playing volleyball?
That's it.
How could we forget, right? Well, Saturday, Bump Set Spike, Michael. That's how it's done. It's a co-ed volleyball tournament.
Nice.
At Volley Sports Complex, 2701 Douglas Avenue. Starts at 11:30, and teams up to 6, but you can only play 4 at a time. 21 years of age to participate.
Nice.
Saturday night in Knoxville, sprint car capital of the world.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. And I might have pointed this out last week, too, but I just finished writing a story on Iowa's dirt tracks. You know, we have almost 60 dirt tracks in Iowa.
Really?
Yeah. Racing tracks.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot. We're the racingest state in the country, according to some. Which is, yeah, and the Knoxville
would be Tennessee or Kentucky or South Carolina, but no, here in Iowa.
Yeah. We don't have the most tracks, but per capita, with regular racing tracks, we do. So anyway, races are going on there. So hot laps start at 6:45, time trials at 7:15.
I like that.
You know, they can seat almost 25,000 people in Knoxville.
Wow.
They don't get that every week.
But no, but still.
For their main event at the end of the year, they do, yeah. That's a big...
See, ladies and gentlemen, you see, not only do you get to know where to go and what to do here in and around the metro, but you also get these little factoids.
Mm-hmm.
That, should you go to the cocktail hour or cocktail party this week, while you're maybe sipping a cold one with your friends, you can go, by the way, do you know how many tracks there are in Iowa?
Almost 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, that impresses people.
And people go, wow.
I've been impressing people all week with that.
Have you? Yeah. And you're ending the week impressing more
That's
people.
That's right.
Very nice.
I hope. Ah, the charming cry of a steam locomotive's whistle and the clang of a trolley bell. It's Memorial Day weekend, all weekend long, like we said, at Boone Scenic Valley Railroad and Museum. And as the 2017 season is set to get underway... They have festivities planned.
I'm sure they do. Up in Boone, you know that high trestle that you go over there on the trail.
Yeah,
on the train.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a little scary.
Scary? You scared of trains?
No, I'm just scared of heights.
Yeah,
it's just trains are cool.
Scared of heights. Scared of falling.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it.
Scared of pain.
Yeah, death, dismemberment.
Right.
Yuck.
This show just took a turn.
I know, man. This is getting pretty dark.
All right. Also this weekend, in honor of Memorial Day, Iowa Gold Star Military Museum Memorial Day event. That's Monday, May 29th.
Wow. Nice. Yeah,
that's out at the Camp Dodge. Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, at the Camp Dodge. And Van and Bonnie are actually going to be out there in the morning.
Well, they're from Brand X down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know those guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Van and Bonnie.
You know, Van called me not too long ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Just said, hey, I listen to your show all the time, man.
He's like, hey, yeah. I like that guy from City.
Like that guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the guy from City. Bonnie hasn't called in a while.
Hmm.
I don't know what's... Maybe
she probably lost your number.
Yeah. They usually do.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite word?
Rutabaga.
Mm.
It's just, you know, rutabaga is just such a cool word to say.
It is. Yeah,
rutabaga. And you can say rutabaga. Yeah, I just like rutabaga.
You like to eat rutabaga?
No, I don't like to. Yeah, I just like to say it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rutabaga.
I can't say I've ever had rutabaga. What is it?
It's a root vegetable, yes.
Okay. Well, my favorite word was lunch. Oh. It might be rutabaga now. You might have talked me into it. There's a thing called Out to Lunch, scheduled for 4 dates in late spring and summer. And one of them is this Wednesday, May 31st.
Out to Lunch?
Out to Lunch series.
I know many, many, many people who are that way all the time.
Are you looking at me?
No, yeah, man. Out to Lunch.
It's a downtown. It's put on by the Downtown Community Alliance.
I used to work for a guy who had a sales manager in radio.
Mm-hmm.
He owned the station. They would disappear like maybe at least once, sometimes twice a week, and go for lunch.
Out to Lunch.
Yes, Out to Lunch. And it was always a challenge, I think, as they were coming back to the radio station,
mm-hmm.
because it was, I think it was impaired driving on the way back. It was more than a 3-martini mm-hmm. lunch. Yeah. Yeah, back in the day.
Hmm. I don't think that's what this is.
Oh, okay. All right. I just check it. But it is Out to Lunch.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the Western Gateway Park, 11 to 1:30. Okay, also next week, Camp Dodge is hosting a 2017 summer concert series. Have you heard of this?
No.
Yep. But this coming Thursday will be Brother Trucker.
Brother Trucker, kind of a relatively famous group.
Around town, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, they do well around here. Anyway, so that'll be out of Camp Dodge. That's in Johnston.
Right.
And then
that's also where Van and Bonnie are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they? Yeah. Is that right?
Maybe.
I don't know. You wrote it. I'm just trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No. And then, also next week, Des Moines Arts Center has announced a new lineup of films and music for Summer on the Hill. So it's where they play old music. You watch movies outdoors at the Art Center.
Yeah.
So they won't be playing Top Gun.
No.
But they are going to be playing Singing in the Rain.
Oh, Fred Astaire? No. I can't remember.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly. There you go.
And Donald O'Connor and Debbie Reynolds. A musical romantic comedy film choreographed by Gene Kelly.
Singing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. It's free.
No Top Gun, though.
Yeah, I didn't see it on the list.
Oh, okay.
I looked. They play oldies out on the lawn. It's nice, nice summer night. It's a good way to pass a night.
This is going
to
be what night?
This is at the Art Center. This is Thursday.
Thursday.
June 1st.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think that's it.
You got it? Is that it? Oh, you know what's going on this weekend out at the fairgrounds?
We talked about it last week.
I know.
I know. Trucks.
The trucks. Mm-hmm. The historic trucks are at the fair. And BJ from BJ and the Bear is there.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Evigan.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was 1979, 80, and 81. He was BJ on BJ and the Bear. So you can go see Greg Evigan this weekend at the fairgrounds and maybe blow an air horn or something.
I might have to do that.
I might, yeah. Get your grease on. Sounds good.
Sounds great.
You know, here's another interesting factoid, and mm-hmm. I learned this just the other day.
Okay.
Maxwell Schaefer,
uh-huh.
who does KRNT, okay? No. Right. I can never remember. You know, I just know what I'm doing.
Right.
So anyway, Maxwell had Greg Evigan on the other day, and he was toured with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really?
For a while. Yeah.
Hmm.
Did a little Broadway. So, yeah. So BJ, the guy, has got all kinds of stuff going
there.
On.
Huh. Yeah.
Fairgrounds.
That sounds good.
See?
You could do this.
No, I couldn't. I never go anywhere. Are you kidding me? All right. That, of course, wraps up another week of broadcasting here on the Business News Hour. And, of course, on Friday, we just kind of kick back a little bit because it's, hey, it's fun. It's Friday, and we're off on a three-day weekend. And just kind of remember, if you will, why and how we are celebrating. Stay safe out there at the same time. Watch the speed limit and buckle your belt. All right, my friend. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, off we go. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And finally, the music that you're listening to right this minute was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett exclusively. For the News Hour. We will not be in on Monday. Why? Well, because the markets are closed. It is a national holiday, so we will return, God willing, 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Until that time, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Remember why we're doing it, and for all of us that put together this incredible performance each and every week, thanks so very much for coming by. My name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.